Orange in the Central West, 105.1 at Triple M. Now, businesses are doing it tough at the moment. There's no doubt about it, but positivity, planning, communication, they are all the keys to get this right, along with a government stimulus package which has recently been announced. And a man that's right across the details, a local business in town, Daniel Miller's with me. He's a managing partner at PMW Plus. Daniel, good morning to you.
Yeah, cheers, Neil. Thanks for having us on today.
No worries, mate. Look, I've come to you. You deal with a lot of businesses for the work that your company does. What are you finding out there in the community at the moment?
Yeah, Neil, I think the big thing is to understand, look, businesses are doing it tough out there. And part of that's just understanding that businesses in one way, shape or form are getting affected. What is unusual for them is that they're having to deal with issues at a larger scale than what they normally would have to. Now, that could be just significant drops in revenue, could be trying to stem the cash flow bleed out of the organisation. But most of all, you've got to think, these guys have got employees who have been part of their businesses, for some businesses anyway, that have been a part of them for a number of years, and they're having to contemplate whether to put people off or not. Now, yes, government stimulus has just come through this week. That has enabled us to, from an employer's point of view and business point of view, to be able to hopefully retain some more people. But that's still a big emotional decision-making. We're noticing that in a lot of our discussions that are there. And look, it's hard. Look, we've got to, as business owners, we've got to be adaptable to change. Yeah. And businesses out there have to understand they do not have the answers for everything. And it's even harder to understand that is, and it sounds really weird, but you've got to remain positive throughout this whole thing.
Oh, it's absolutely right, because there is an end to all of this. It may be in 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, but there is an end to all of this. And when that ends and business in the main street gets busy again, you want your doors to be open and you want people coming in and growing your business. And yes, you might take a hit over the coming months, but the light is at the end of the tunnel. My company here, I'm actually finishing up on Friday. I've got a lot of excess annual leave. They want me to start using that up. So another way that our company is managing, because we're another company that's taking a hit.
Yeah, and look, and I think as a business owner, when they look and they've actually been able to sit down and talk to their staff and everything, and as you mentioned at the start, planning and communication are really key. Communication, first of all, is an important part of the process. You've got to think that how many stakeholders are actually there in a business. You've got your staff, you've got your bank managers, you've got your customers, your suppliers, and even to extent landlords that are out there. Mm. So if you're keeping them, everyone up to date, over the whole process and how your COVID-19 plan is, then you're actually putting it in place for people to understand and come along this journey with you. So when you're at the end, that they're there with you as well. And look, the planning side is another part. And if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind just sort of going quickly through this. Look, now more than ever, there's a cliche, work on your business and not in your business. Okay, we get that. But the problem is, what we're not used to is planning for multiple scenarios. So we've got to be in a business side of it, and business owners out there have to be planning for multiple scenarios. So with this ever-changing environment, we've got to be able to go through and say, okay, this has changed. I now have a plan. I've just got to rejig it, as against not having anything at all and starting from scratch. Look, there are a number of people out there, and there are a number of reputable business or advisors and accounting firms out there. If you do need help, go to them. That's what they're there for. But on the most important part, you mentioned getting on the other side. To get to the other side, we still need support from people, the consumers out there in the local community. There's a number of ways. You have a look at social media. A lot of people are using social media to put their message across of how they're adapting to change in their organisation, how they're being able to do business out there. What we're able to do is also have a look at that social media and try and help them. Look, ordering takeaway from your favourite restaurant, cafe, sharing that love around, buying gift vouchers that can be used at a later date. So there are a number of ways of getting it through it. But when we get to the other side, I think as an Orange community or a Central West community, we've got to understand that if we're about to buy something, let's consider buying local. Now, that goes across government organisations, that goes across business owners, that goes across the individuals. Because if we do that, we're actually going to get out of this a lot quicker. Businesses are going to get on their feet a lot quicker, and they're going to be able to get stronger as they go.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I guess the main thing here as well is we talk about mental health, you know, something wasn't talked about 20, 30 years ago, but it's a big focus on that in every facet of our lives. It's so important to stay on track with that and make sure you're getting the advice and support you need in that regard as well.
During the time with the coronavirus, physical health is so important, but most of all, your mental health. You've got to be talking to people. There are a number of services out there that if you do need help during this time, Beyond Blue, Lifeline has 24/7 support. There's New South Wales Mental Health Line. There's a number of them. I think we see in business probably more emotion coming out of these sort of discussions that we're having with our clients, and you can really see the impact that that's having on business owners, on their relationships and everything like that. So it's imperative that people get out there and talk to someone.
Absolutely right. I'm with Daniel Miller, Managing Partner at PMW Plus. Some good advice this morning, particularly for consumers. Get out there and support local businesses like you used to as much as you possibly can. Daniel, thanks for the chat this morning, mate. I'll see you soon.
Mate, thanks, Gilly. Thank you very much for letting us have the opportunity to have a chat today. Appreciate it.